Yes, Lord, we'll do what you say.
Welcome to the Way of Life program.
The Way of Life is designed to
draw us into a deeper fellowship and knowledge of Jesus Christ and his desires for his children.
Pleasant afternoon, everyone. This is Charmaine here with you with the Way of Life program. I'm going to revisit what our Lord Jesus Christ taught us about the Holy Spirit the last 2 weeks. And we have quite a number of scriptures. So have your pen and paper or your devices ready to take notes. So in both the Old and the New Testament, the Holy Spirit is seen as the one through whom life is given. For example, in Job 33:4, it says, "For the Spirit of the Lord has made me, and the breath of the Almighty gives me life." The Spirit of the Lord and the breath of the Almighty, which gives life, are the same person. He is God, the source of life. In the New Testament, the Holy Spirit is the one who brings about the new birth in all those who exercise faith in Jesus Christ. John 3:5-6-8, Jesus replied, "I assure you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and the Spirit." Verse 6 says, "Humans can reproduce only human life, but the Holy Spirit gives birth to spiritual life." That spiritual life flows from the person of the Holy Spirit himself. So the new birth is produced by the Holy Spirit. Jesus continues in verses 8, he said to the ruler of the Jews, "The wind blows wherever it wants, just as you can hear the wind, but can't tell where it comes from or where it is going. So you can't explain how people are born of the Spirit." The main emphasis of the Lord to us is not how people are born again, but the one who is the source of life. He wants us to see the Holy Spirit as life itself. Our Lord Jesus Christ referred to the Holy Spirit as life-giving water, recorded in John 7:38-39. "Anyone who believes in me may come and drink. For the scriptures declare, rivers of living water will flow from his heart." 39. When he said living water, he was speaking of the Spirit who would be given to everyone believing in him. But the Spirit had not yet been given because Jesus had not yet entered into his glory. After the resurrection and ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ into heaven, he entered into his glory and took his position at the right hand of God the Father. Apostle Peter spoke of the glorification of Jesus Christ in heaven, resulting in the fulfillment of the promise that God has made in regards to the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, or the gifts of the Spirit of all people. In Acts 2:32-38, it says, "God raised Jesus from the dead, and we are all witnesses of this. Now he is exalted to the place of highest honor in heaven, at God's right hand, and the Father, as he had promised, gave him the Holy Spirit to pour out upon us, just as you see and hear today. Now everyone who believes in him is born of the Spirit." We see that in John 3:6-8. "We have received the Spirit," that is in Romans 8:15. "So you have not received the Spirit that makes you fearful slaves. Instead, you receive God's Spirit when he adopted you as his own children. Now we call him Abba Father." And the Spirit is supposed to be flowing through those persons as rivers of living water. John 7:38-39. Jesus also taught us these most valuable things about the Holy Spirit in John 14:15-17 and 26. I read, "If you love me, obey my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate who will never leave you. He is the Holy Spirit who leads into all truth. The world cannot receive him because it isn't looking for him and doesn't recognize him. But you know him, because he lives with you now and later will be in you. But when the Father sends the Advocate as my representative, that is, the Holy Spirit, he will teach you everything you will and will remind you of everything I have told you. He says in John 15:26, "But I will send you the Advocate, the Spirit of Truth. He will come to you from the Father and will testify all about me." I encourage you to listen to this recording again and take note of these scriptures and make it our meditation for further understanding. And I was thinking today, saints, that let's pursue God. No more fake. Let's go after God. He wants that. And he sees whose hearts are set towards him. God is a heart God, and we can't fool him. Our thoughts that are not vocalized, he sees and he hears them. So saints, make sure we are safe for real. He shows no partiality for anyone. He's fair. Let's ask ourselves, do we love him? Do we want him? Is he valuable to us? Do we want to be seen or just want things from God? Do we know what our internal position is? If not, just ask him to show us, and when he reveals it, then do what he wants, and so we can truly begin to ascend in our fellowship. Every time he speaks to us, he expects the equivalent of the revelation he gives to us to flow through us. Yes? So you can listen to this episode of the Way of Life program on the Starcom Network podcast page. Go to www.starcomnetwork.net and look for the podcast tab at the top of the page where you can access any episode of the program. Shalom.
For tuning in to the Way of Life program. Join us next time as we grow in our knowledge and love of Christ Jesus. Until next time, God bless.